Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
One man has been taken to the hospital after a single vehicle accident in Henderson County, Illinois.
In DuPage County.
Effingham County.
In rural Hamilton County.
Where he was ejected from the vehicle.
Ejecting both passengers.
The victim was not wearing a seatbelt.
Reportedly not wearing seatbelts.
Was thrown from the truck and then became pinned underneath it.
Wearing your seatbelt is the single best way to defend yourself in the event of a crash.
Drivers can learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
I like them nasty. Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick and some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Taste like that act in a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ate her ass, Kevin Gates. Know what I like. I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I look on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
It's the operating room. I am the doctor. You guys are locked inside. We're at mycitymymusic.com. Make sure you check us out every Sunday night at 8 p.m. If you guys want to call in live, we're talking about love triangles today. The number is 314-441-5155. Can you be in love with two people at the same time? Even if you had a side piece, a side chick, we was talking about that. That's a love triangle. So we're going to jump into the topic later on today. First, guess who's in the building? Lolo's in the building. Say what's up, Lolo.
What up, y'all?
What up, y'all? All right, today's guest is Poncho Rucker, best-selling author and entrepreneur. Hi, Poncho.
Hello.
Hello. So this has been a long time coming. We're going to get to know you, though. We're going to play a few games with you.
Uh-huh.
Lolo said she might hit the gavel on you. But we're going to play a couple games to get to know our guest.
Okay.
Today. I don't know if you're going to be ready for the games, but we're going to see.
Well, let's see.
We're going to see. We're going to play some games with you. We also are going to talk about sex in public. We're going to talk about breastfeeding in public. Basically, we're just going to talk about the genitals out in public.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that,
I'm with
too.
That. I'm with all of it. All
right. That sounds good. He said he's with the shits.
I'm with all of it.
He's with the shits. All right. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Operating Room ENT, and go check out some of our videos. Again, if you have any questions or if you just have a comment on love triangles, make sure you guys give us a call. I'll be taking your calls live today. 314-441-5155. And I'm gonna ping that for all the Instagram folks out there. Hey, Instagram. I'm gonna ping that number a little bit later. We do have a throwback song of the day. It came off a mixtape from one of my favorite artists, Lil Wayne. So I can't wait to play it. It's going to get everybody amped up. Well, it got me amped up. I know that. Awesome, awesome, awesome beat. But first, we're gonna kick it off with getting to know our guest today. You ready, Poncho Rocker?
I'm ready.
Uh-oh. All right. Tweezy, you in the building. You ready? All right. Shout out to Mango. She's in the building as always. So we're going to get started. We're going to play Make Me Choose. This is the first right. game. And this is how we're going to get to know you. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So Make Me Choose. I'm going to give you two words or phrases.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to pick one.
Okay.
The thing that you do not pick, you can never have it again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You got to hurry up. It got to be fast. You got to just answer real quick. Because if you don't.
I hear you.
Lolo gonna cancel your contract.
I got you.
All right. You understand the rules of the game.
Uh-huh.
You ready to play?
Let's go.
Lolo, you ready? To
ready.
She's ready. She's like, I'm ready. She says she's ready. All right. We're going to play Make Me Choose. Here we go. Game night or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
Sports car or truck?
Truck.
Pussy or head?
Both. Yeah, you go ahead.
You lost.
No,
you
I
lost?
Know. No, that's fine. No, I'm gonna lose because I'm not going with either one. I mean, without either one.
Sir, nope. You have to listen. The name of the game is this.
I said no. I knew that was gonna come, and I said I was gonna say both, even
and
though they said not to.
You cannot all right, do that.
Pussy then. Damn.
All
pussy.
Right.
You said who?
I said
you tried to put it together.
All right, go ahead.
We like making new words here, so that works. But yeah. All right, the beach or the snow?
Snow.
Missionary or doggy style?
Missionary.
High heels or tennis shoes on your mate?
Oh, okay. I was going to say high heels.
You're minus two now. Okay, come on now.
No, I said high heels, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
He had a memory real flashback.
Like, I've had some great experiences with both. So
okay.
That's what I'm saying. It was a tally.
High heels, we're going to say that. All right. Mm-hmm. Online dating or meeting somebody in person?
Online dating.
Okay, chicken or fish?
Chicken.
White or dark liquor?
Dark.
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Cardi.
Rap or R&B?
R&B.
Eating the groceries or sucking toes?
Damn, I want to say both. I was going to say shit, both.
Okay, out of the 10 questions, you missed three. You got a 70. That's a C, and we not happy.
No, I was going to say shit. If I got to pick, then it's going
to
be groceries.
You have to pick. That's the name of it.
It's going to be groceries.
Thank you. That's why I gave you.
If I have to pick, I mean, like, let's be honest here. Most motherfuckers is gonna accidentally lick their ass anyway.
Anyway, that's why I say everybody.
So, like, let's stop.
Grown man in the studio today.
Grown man. Wait a minute. One time on social media, I don't know who posted, but it was something about eating ass.
Mm-hmm.
And Poncho Rocker said, every time somebody mention ass, you magically appear.
Oh,
like
she come out like a motherfucking genie.
Signal.
You hear me?
I said, wait, no, it was a standard question that was posted online.
No, your ass just came, yes.
I said yes with vigor because we're down with the
ass. Oh, you reveled in the ass eating, yeah.
We're advocates over here, and we're just trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You got a 70% on that game, so we're going to play one more game.
Let's go.
Okay. It's called Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It.
Uh-huh.
Those are the only things you can say. You can say you like it, you can say you love it, or you can say you gotta have it. Okay. Those are the only three answers you can give me.
Okay. Like it, love it, gotta have it. All right,
you ready? I'm gonna give you a word or a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be quick.
Okay.
Lolo, she's quicker.
I guess. I see.
All right. No, let's see. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the rules of the game?
Like it, love it, gotta have it.
That's the only thing you can tell me.
Like it, love it, gotta have it.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Lolo, you ready?
Ready.
All right, car sex.
Like it.
Date night.
Like it.
Lingerie on your mate.
Love it.
Going to the strip club with your mate.
Like it.
Food in the bedroom.
Like it.
Tongue kissing.
Gotta have it.
Eating the groceries.
Gotta have it.
Choking or pulling hair.
Love it.
All right, not bad. That's all I got for you. I'm going to have to go have a little
since I
got to
be fast with her.
I'm going to have to have
He knew he liked and what he had to have. Okay.
I mean, honestly, if we were going to have a realistic answer, like, I could care less about a strip club.
This is realistic because no, I'm saying
if I, if I only could choose, you said like it, I really don't even want to go to a strip club. I mean, if I can't fuck, why am I wasting my money?
Well, no, but that's why you said like it, because that's the least.
You know,
that's all right. Not bad. Not good. Not great.
All right, well, speaking of that, we can't cuss, right?
No,
we can cuss.
We can cuss.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm making sure. Yeah, because I can say all the nasty stuff without cussing. So it's either way.
No, we can say whatever we want.
I'm just making sure.
We was just getting to know the guests.
Oh, indubitably.
All right, we're going to come back in just a second. We're going to check in a little bit more. We got to know the guests. So we're going to talk to him about some things he got cracking and going on. Remember, if you guys want to call in, 314-441-5155. We're talking love triangles today. So, we're going to see what that be about. We're talking love triangles, guys. Stay tuned. It's the Operating Room.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. The hate be so real, the love be fake. Be bumping they gums and bumping my tape. Don't go against me, they ask for my help. Go get out your feelings and get it yourself. Might got the same shoes, but you ain't gon' step. That shit that you just put out, you could've kept. Yup, she got a nigga, he got a shirt.
Why?
You can't compete when you can't compare.
Here.
She ate the dick through my underwear. Got up and got herself out of there. I see they put me on memes and things. Don't speak on my life without knowing the real. 8 figures a year, what it cost me to live. Don't hold it, just say what you feel. But watch your mouth before I fly at your bitch.
Work.
To a place that she didn't know exist.
Gone.
Mediterranean water my wrist.
Bitch.
Keeping on piss how I'm talking my shit. 6-figure check for a show, man, I'm lit. Let's celebrate now my bag legit.
Go.
These niggas with me, we whatever I'm with.
Yeah.
Didn't know who did it, got it by the hit. Bitch. I don't like niggas, I don't like bitches, I don't like nobody.
Nobody, nobody.
We can get gangster, we can keep it cordial. How you wanna go back?
How you wanna do it?
I don't backtrack, man, fuck that. I don't miss nobody.
I don't miss nothing.
Left it on scene, I ain't right back. I don't trust nobody.
Period.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. These bitches will cry and be lying in your face.
Fact.
Slicker than us, gotta know how they play. If the money went straight, she wouldn't be here today. Ain't in my show, know what to say. You ain't me, so it's hard to relate.
But
how much cash I fuck off every day?
Big bag.
Don't play with me, baby, go play with your pussy. You see them in person, these niggas be shookin'. 100 it cost you a Quavo to book me. I'm worth it, the proof in the pudding. Surrounded by bitches. I'm looking like William, but they ain't my girlfriends.
Nah.
Bro, I'ma spin on your block back to back when they finish. It look like the world end.
Dog.
I ain't asked for it, they did it to me.
What?
Niggas exposing their hands for free. Get caught in the middle of this bullseye.
Get it too.
You got hit, but we were targeting heat.
Him.
Popping my shit with a capital P.
Caps.
SRT, red eye, red key.
Vroom.
Might be ugly, but my bitch pressure.
Bad.
She ain't even sneeze, but still I bless her.
I true.
I don't like niggas, I don't like bitches, I don't like nobody.
Nobody, nobody.
We can get gangster, we can keep it cordial. How you wanna go back?
How you wanna do it?
I don't backtrack, man, fuck that. I don't miss nobody.
I don't miss nothing.
Left it on scene, I ain't right back. I don't trust nobody.
Period.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line.
What up, gang gang? It's your girl, Baby Dandridge, and you are now tuning into The Operating Room. Let's turn up, y'all.
It's a QB.
Ooh, bitch, slow down. Ooh, bitch, pound town. Got her gripping the sheets and making them sounds. Got a freak in the room, ass up, face down. Ooh, bitch, slow down. Ooh, bitch, pound town. Got her gripping the sheets and making them sounds. Got a freak in the room, ass up, face down.
Yeah. You making love, but she like it rough. Facing the pillow with dick in the guts. I bend her over, put a thumb in her butt. I'm nasty, you can have it how you want. Sucking your toes, I'm caressing your thighs. You know I love when you tell me it's mine. While you ride dick, we lock eyes. I love your moans, you're sexy and fine. I'ma sleep in that pussy like a water bed. He gon' sleep in that pussy, that's what he said. He was serving the sea while she give me air. And it was on gold, but the light was red. Ooh, bitch, alright, slow down. Ooh, bitch, okay, bow town. Hey, I'm here from the back while I'm smacking your ass. Picking her up, Jody, step dead. Pussy a water park, I had to take a splash. Look, no hands, or Roscoe dead. Let me get intimate, let me work you out like fitness. Put a bow on it like Christmas. Whisper in your ears, I know you're listening. Hey, making love while I'm whispering. Put my dick out, you watch how it's glistening. Yo, touch, yo, smell exquisite. Body of a goddess, you haven't seen. Little freak bitch, try to play innocent. Huh.
bitch, you try to play innocent. Ooh, bitch, slow down. Ooh, bitch, pound town. Got her gripping the sheets and making them sounds. Got a freak in the room, ass up face down. Ooh, bitch, slow down. Ooh, bitch, pound town. Got her gripping the sheets and making them sounds. Got a freak in the room, ass up face down.
Throw that ass back, knock him down. Throw it back, make clap sounds. Ooh, he a little freak. Got me coming in the sheets. Slide through air weak. Let me get down on my knees. Huh, valid little freak. He fucking me good, I'm gripping the sheets. I think he in love, he drowning in me. This place is so wet, it's all you can eat. Let me sit back, enjoy this feast.
Ooh, bitch, slow down. Ooh, bitch, pound town. Got her gripping the sheets and making them sounds. Got a freak in the room, ass up face down. Ooh, bitch, slow down. Ooh, bitch, pound town. Got her gripping the sheets and making them sounds. Got a freak in the room, ass up face down.
All right, you're inside the operating room. I am the doctor. Sorry, I had a little technical difficulties. We are with Punch Hard Worker today, and we're going to be talking about love triangles. We're going to find out if it's possible to be in love with two different people on Punch Hard later on today. We just got through playing the games, just got through getting to know him a little bit. We also just got through playing Lolo's favorite song, Ooh, by Valid Baby. Make sure you guys go and download Ooh by Valid Baby. Shout out to Valid. He was here a couple weeks ago. We feeling the song, Valid. We appreciate you being here. Baby Dandridge online. What up, gang gang? We totally looking for you here. Punch and Rocker's in the building. He said, where is Baby Dandridge? I said, you know what? She ain't here. I wrote that in her file, though. Don't worry.
Okay. So how many days we get? Because I need some, too.
I do, too, apparently. Because she had a whole bunch of them. All right. So we just getting to know Punch a little bit better. I know he has a whole lot of things going on. But we're going to talk to him for just a second. In September 2020, STLMag.com reported that you, at 33, you had a stroke. And mm-hmm. then you went from your music career to writing a book. Tell me about the transition from being an artist to being an author.
Really, I'm just a creative, period. So the transitions really aren't too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. For me, I've been writing and winning contests and doing all that with my words my entire life. Mm-hmm. So writing and putting it to music is just one portion of it, all the way down to just doing something and putting it into on book and on paper form and everything. I just honestly, with the book stuff, it kind of happened on like accident. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to do two motivational quote books first, and I wind up doing that. It's called the Note to Self series. So I like to motivate people to be their best selves or whatnot. Okay. And then I wind up doing a book with the next colleague of mine, and that made bestseller in the urban fiction.
Okay.
Area, right. You know.
Give some applause for that. Bestseller in the building.
You know, at the particular time, they were, you know, before I even got into it, they were asking me like, "Oh well, how would you word this, or how would you like this, or mm-hmm. what type of idea would you have?"
Yep,
and
I'm,
you know,
scouting.
Helping them in that, which that's fine because if you're my friend, I'm gonna help. Yeah. You get me? So they wind up hitting me up and was like, "Yo, you want to do a book together?" And you know, that wind up making the bestseller or whatnot. And I have, as far as around that same time, I wound up having a stroke. Mm-hmm. So when I was sitting in the hospital and I'm like, man, I'm ready to go home, because I didn't even know I had a stroke. I actually drove myself to the hospital.
Was your blood pressure high?
I had a blood clot in my brain about that big on my mm-hmm. right side.
Okay.
So that's what caused the stroke. You know what I'm saying? So
oral sex will help that.
Yeah, it should. It will. Yeah. Bless God for whoever invented that technique.
If you don't believe me, go look it up.
Yeah, you're right. Black Jesus, Black Muhammad, all of the black guys. Thank you.
But the transition you're saying was definitely easy for you to go from artist to author.
So, with the stroke was a big helper, though. I ain't going to even lie to you. I sat in that hospital and I'm like, okay, if I get out of here and I'm at least at 80%, I'm going to go 160.
Okay.
And so it was like, I stopped playing and, you know, because I was thinking about doing a kid's book for my daughter anyway. And I didn't care if it sold or not. It was just for her.
For her. Okay.
And then I got out the hospital and I wound up doing a cartoon and was like, okay, it's time to go ahead and do this book because you had a stroke. If anything happens to you, she can sell this book. Her mama can sell this book. Mm-hmm. My mama can sell this book. And it goes to my daughter.
All right.
You get what I'm saying? So, and then that made bestseller itself, too. So, that book, Clean Up BB.
Clean Up BB.
And that
bestseller.
Turned into a whole bunch of other stuff. You
get
what I'm
saying?
Where
can we find that book?
BBBooks.com. That is BEEBEEBOOKS.com. It's on Amazon and all those places, but honestly, come to my website.
Go to his website.
Go to the website.
Make sure you guys check out a copy of that book. Poncho Rucker, tell me one boring fact about you. What's boring about you?
I'm boring as hell. I like to be at the crib and really not do nothing, but I'm always out here, so it looks like I'm a really a wallflower.
We got a thought impression, but I
oh well, you know,
I
listen,
know you
listen,
home,
listen, I'll
I'm
say
saying
this.
We get a thought
I'll
impression
this.
In general.
I'm no stranger to having my jersey on and playing at a Hall of Fame level.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really a thing of, you know, I really don't, you know, I chill back. I like chilling back. I let it come to me.
Lay back.
Yeah, I let it come to me. Well, I can't say I'm a bad influence when it comes to it. You know, if we need to, you know, get it turned up, I'm the person that you will call. But for the most part, I like chilling back. I like watching, you know, cartoons and being a big-ass nerd about it. So, yeah.
So, you just boring all the rest. So, you gave me the one fact about you that's boring is that you.
Yeah, I'm cool. Me. Yeah.
But you like high heels and eating ass. It don't seem like you're that boring. I'm
well,
gonna be honest.
Let me tell you a little secret about nerds. We freaks.
Okay.
Like nerds, like what you think we think about? Porn. After we got curved and all
anime
of that shit and all of that. Yeah.
But
they got anime porn. Like
anime,
let's be real.
They
here.
Do have anime
so.
Porn. I'm not gonna watch it, but they do. I don't like cartoons though. But you,
No. I mean, it is what it is. I'm just saying, you know, it's a thing out there for everybody. Just you know, never underestimate the dude that know how to work with computers.
That's correct. All righty, tell me one food that you would never eat if you're on a first date with somebody.
That I would never eat.
One food that you would never eat. You're on a first date.
Squid.
Squid.
Yeah, any type of squid.
You
I won't
eat
it. Period.
That?
Sushi neither. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
No fish.
No. I ain't say no fish. No raw fish.
No raw fish. So you don't like it raw is what you're saying.
No, I love it raw.
You
I just
like
don't like raw fish.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We just getting to know Poncho Rucker.
I have a kid. There's some raw happened somewhere.
He said we didn't have a plan B. All right. Talk to me about Riverfront Times in 2011, I believe. You gave him a take on the good and bad of the hip hop music. In
you
a
did
same.
Your research. Look at you. That's right.
Look at you. All right. So tell me about you. Well, you was telling them about the good and bad as far as hip hop in the St. Louis community. Tell me, what do you think are some pros and cons of hip hop in general right now? What's some good things? Who are some good rappers? And what's some bad things that's going on in hip hop?
Okay.
Right,
so pros and cons.
Just give me a few.
Pros is that you can really transition this into anything. Hip hop is really taking, it's like a spiritual gumbo of all sorts. You know, like when hip hop got started because they took all the instruments away as far as like after school programs, latchkey and all that. So we actually learned how to take our records and scratch on that and make beats. And we use poetry to all of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those you take your lemons and make lemonade with it. So with hip hop, if it wasn't for hip hop for me, I wouldn't be an author. I wouldn't be a graphic design artist. I wouldn't be all of these things because.
So it gave you a platform.
Yeah, no. It didn't give me it gave me a platform, but that's not the thing what I'm saying. I'm saying it gave me a way to be to diversify myself and utilize what's all around me, even though it may not look like much, and I can turn it
into something. Okay.
That's where hip hop, the good part of hip hop is. The bad part is that anybody thinks they can do it.
Mm.
Now anybody can do it if you want to sell it, and that's however you feel. But to be actually good at it, I mean, and then I think it may be a bit oversaturated as well. So
okay, so yeah. We just played Ooh by Artist Valid, who was here a couple weeks ago. Did you tune in to the song?
I rock with it. It's definitely a market for it. I would put it, when my jersey was on, it'll be playing at a party.
Okay, he said, "Ooh, that's a little jam."
It'll be at a party. I'm saying it'll be at a house party. It'll be one of those type of, it'll be that.
All right, so tell me, one rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Which rapper would you let your daughter date? She can only date a rapper. You have to pick one.
I'm raising my daughter to be a shark out here, so she can date if whoever she picks.
Pick a rapper for her right now.
That's what I'm saying. I honestly wouldn't because I don't know them personally. I can't go off of the fake, because me, you got to remember, I'm in this industry, so I know the thing is with a lot of people, how they portray on TV or online, mm-hmm, is nowhere who they are. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so let's talk about their TV personality or their persona, if you will. You have to pick. Listen here, Lolo.
Will Smith. Will Smith.
Okay.
Will Smith. No.
How?
Will Smith is the first. I'm going to say, don't bring it in.
Will Smith is good. She's giving you the gavel because you didn't answer the question.
I did. I answered the question. I said Will Smith. No. Before the gavel came, you can run the tape back.
It was for the name.
You said it was for the name. Yes. It was for Will Smith.
Really? Will Smith is the first Grammy Award winning. I wouldn't mind Will Smith. Don't understand. Without Will Smith, there is no Soulja Boy. Without Will Smith, there is no
Soulja
Grammy.
Boy did everything
he
first.
Did everything first.
Yeah, right. No, without Will Smith, there is a lot of things that don't happen for hip hop. I mean, like television, film, us getting on MTV. A lot of stuff that comes on it. Nah, Will Smith. Yeah, that'll be my answer.
All right, Will Smith will work. We'll accept that. Lolo said no. We should accept that.
What you want to say, Fresh Prince?
Really a rapper.
How come
he is a rapper.
He a rapper. A lot of people under the table.
I see him as an actor.
You see him as an actor now?
Always.
No, he's a rapper first.
Nah.
What was the question?
Will my daughter date?
He has to pick one rapper that he would allow his daughter to date. Based off their persona or personality.
Willard Smith.
All right.
Willard Smith.
That's fine. We're going to accept your answer. You know what? Let me just tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me put the camera on so I can just say this.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I know Punch & Rucker to be famous and have all his hands and multiple things. And let me tell you, a year ago, I asked him to help me with my Honey Cocaine album, and I haven't heard anything since.
You ain't seeing the stuff that you were supposed to see back. Come on now. Let's stop it. You said I was going to write down the stuff and I was going to give it to you so you can format it. But, I got this other stuff going on, so give me a little time and I'm going to make sure that it's all right. You said give me some time.
No, he's definitely telling the truth.
Yeah, you said give me time.
So I'm going to ask Punch & Rucker about my album in just a second. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're going to get into a throwback of the day. It is up from a mixtape from one of my favorite artists, Lil Wayne. Y'all check it out. We'll be back.
Make a juicy flavor. Shit.
Marley, I be you. Shout out to Shop. I'm going to
Philly, nigga.
I got a bitch named Keisha, she a real dick pleaser. But shout out to from Cuba, still working on a visa. Her girlfriend Lisa, man, huh, Puerto Rico. How she don't suck dick, but she talking me to eat. Got a bitch named Keisha, she a real dick pleaser. Got a bitch named Keisha, she a real dick pleaser. Got a bitch named Keisha, she a real dick pleaser. But shout out to from Cuba, still working on a visa. Her girlfriend Lisa, man, huh, Puerto Rico. How she don't suck dick, but she talking me to eat her. That whole crazy, man. Man, you don't wanna meet her, but her homegirl need her, swallow come by the leader. She look good in boy shorts and a beater, but this other girl, Queeta, way sexier than Nita. I ain't lying, she the hottest bitch heater, but I'm a fucking freezer. Yeah, I'm a fucking leaver. Yeah, I'm a fucking eager. Fly your ass deeper, smoke like a cohiba. Your hoe give me cerebral. Now get low and touch your toe for my people. And if you ain't fucking them, then you ain't fucking me either. You think your man hot? Well, fucking me either. Heard I got guap, wanna kick it like FIFA. Every day Christmas, cause I'm smoking that reefer. Keep a lot of bitches like Queen Latifah. I am Southern Land, not Kiefer. YMEFA, Young Money Entertain. Run dummy finna bang it. You want beef, then my money will arrange it. I am not fucking finna aim it, but that ain't a raw shout for me when I'm angry. Halicro Piatch, slap it like Joe, you better go get G.I. All my guns knee high, M-O-N-E-Y, that's what I rely on. I'm gone, he high, yeah, I'm three high. I'm just schooling these fucks like D-Fry. College institution, violence and confusion. Stop with your excuses, hip-hop I am seducing. Beat you like producers, eat you like produce. Man, I fuck your girl till her pussy got no juice. Now she can't produce, so you won't be needing that, baby. Cause all you really need is me, the F.
Let me fast for a minute. See, the problem I got with the game is there's no gatekeepers in hip-hop. Who's letting these black niggas in? I mean, can somebody please put a combination lock on the door and stop giving out the code? God damn.
Nickname Tanya from around the way. She used to go to Catholic school back in the day. Now she's stripping in suits for a stack a day. But she bring it all to daddy, so that's okay. I got a bitch named Lola, true dick smoker. Part-time broker, late night she working strokers. Her cousin named Mocha got an insane spine. And it's crazy cause I fucked them both at the same time. I even got a bitch in the bay named Jessica. I swear she might get the best mouth in America. Vanessa got an attitude, but her ass mean it. She remind me of this hoe I used to fuck named Sabrina. Ugly little thing from the home of the Ravens. I only kept around cause her ass was amazing. Tiffany and Emily, my bona fide sluts. When I come, they touch tongues and share that nut. Got a white chick down in Florida named Sasha. On my mama, her head golden like an Oscar. And I met her through Tasha. At the condo, she let me fuck her on the washer. September nigga, so you know he nasty. And if she nasty, we do the nasty. Nah, I tell a bitch like this, you gotta take like 10 dicks before you meet the president.
Gangsta,
young money.
Girl, you bastard,
I know this
bastard,
one, honey. I call her track star cause when we fuck, she run from me. And I'm hella fly and her dude dumb bummy. And I don't get girls, I make her get one from me. My weed real plummy and real gummy. And my flow is harder than an anvil, honey. Shoot these niggas with the handheld, honey. High paper chase, fuck stand still money. Niggas kill with me and kill for me. Best believe we riding if the fan belt running. Leave a motherfucker just laying there bloody. I'm from the dirty and I make it rain. Damn, that's muddy. She just wanna be my cutty buddy. And on these tracks I go nutty buddy. What it is, zoo? Is you a issue? Ain't my
gangsta, 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 baby.
Yo, E, what's poppin', little bro?
What's up?
Man, stop playing, man. We going viral right now. We number one, man. We number one in the world with the She Make a Cloud Challenge, man. Stop playing.
Hey, my boy, so you ready? You gonna hit the thing for them folks one time?
Movie. Viral. Stop playing with my boy.
Draco. Soldier. She make it clap, clap, clap. She make it clap, clap, clap. She make it. She make it clap, clap, clap. 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 She make it clap. Riding around town with this strap on my lap. Ooh, yo, she make it clap. I'm tryna grab and then hit from the back. Tell her drop it down, cause I like that. After I hit, then I be right back. I'm walking the club and I whip out the rack. I'm blowing on gas, she doing her dance. She making it clout, I'ma have a heart attack. I'm walking the club and I'm making it rain with no stacks. She drop it to the ground, she know that it fat. I run through that sack when I thump through them racks. I whip up that dope, but I'm fresh out the trap. Clout, clout, she make it clout, clout, clout. I hit from the back, walking the club and I thump through them racks. She make it clout, clout, clout. She make it clout, clout, clout. She make it clout, clout, clout. She make it ooh. She make it clout, clout, clout. She make it clout, clout, clout. She make it clout, clout, clout. She make it yeah, yeah. She make it clout, clout, clout. 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 She make it.
Yeah.
She make it clap, clap, clap. She make it clap, clap, clap. She make it clap, clap, clap. She make it
clap. Ooh, thank you for being inside the operating room. I'm starting to feel good. And I just want to thank Poncho for that.
Oh, yeah.
And he going to tell you why right now.
Yeah, let me pull this on out right here.
We talk a love triangles in just a second, but tell them why I feel good.
They feel good because of these. These are called Bumble Bars. These are Delta ATAC-derived chocolates that are non-dairy, made from almond milk and cocoa bean. These things are 500 milligrams in one piece of candy. Mm. That means that this is a totally legal bag of gummies that you can have anytime. Just contact me on the Bumble Bars Candy Instagram page or the Bumble Bars page on Facebook. We are here for your enjoyment.
How much Bumble is Bars. This Bumble Bars? How much are these Bumble? You said 500.
500 milligrams. Just contact me. You will find out and we will get you right on together.
I'm feeling good. I'm going to just say that. Uh-huh. I can't confirm or deny if I actually tried the Bumble Bars.
No, did you?
I heard the chocolate is real good.
It's delicious. I mean, that's what I heard.
Uh-huh.
I heard it was...
I think Tweezy is having an excellent result from the Bumble Bar.
That's right.
Tweezy, salute, y'all. Y'all don't see him. Tweezy over here salute to the Bumble Bar.
That's right.
We going to see if the Bumble Bar is going to get somebody into a love triangle tonight. I don't know.
Oh.
We going to see if you can be in love with two people. I'm not sure. But, I'm just letting y'all know, I feel really, really good right now.
I'm proud of the doctor, y'all, because I didn't even think she was going to know when she was transitioning.
I told you, once it finally hit, it's going you're going to know. Yeah. You're going to know, but it's going to smooth transition your ass like you ain't know how you got here,
get
though.
The Bumble Boys. I'm going to say that. Let's just sponsor this nigga. Get a Bumble Boy.
Hey, support it.
Get the Bumble Boys right now.
Support it, please. You're going to have a great time with it.
I ain't got my show notes, but we got a song from you today, Forever This, Northside Kid. Tell us about that.
This was something that...
I don't want to interrupt you. These Bumble Boys are really cool, y'all. Uh-huh. And they chocolatey, so if you mail them, you can put it on a dig real quick. Go on home. You said now, Forever This is your song.
Hey.
Tell us about the song. We going to play
No, you keep talking about that real quick, and you tell, teach them the way. Go ahead.
I am the way, the truth, and the light, but I'm not saying I'm God. I'm just saying I am a goddess. I will say that. But I am the way, the truth, and the light, and I love these Bumble Boys. And I'm about to make a phone call. Let's wrap this show up. What's the name of this song? It's Forever This. Tell us about it.
So, Forever This was basically a song that I wanted to put out. One, just to let people know that, you know, shit still ain't sweet out here with these words. I'll still roast your ass on up. But no, outside of that, really, it was just really a thing of just to... really big up where I come from. I'm a kid from North St. Louis. It's a lot of stuff we've been through and all of that. And we mainly get posted for negative things. And I definitely wanted to big up my side because without what I've been through from whatever it is, without a lot of the people that I know, what they've been through from where they grew up, we wouldn't be who we are now and all of these things that's together or whatever. So I just wanted to really shout out, you know,
I'm from the North Side. I love the North Side. We're going to listen to Forever This, North Side Kid by Poncho Rucker. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say it's no place like home, right? Well, I guess I need to explain where home is for me.
Rosewood. From the land of holy rovers and them soldiers with the fire. I was taught to have some heart at Penrose Park when I was 9. Raised by gangsters, killers, bankers on the ways to survive. If your address ain't start with folding, you don't know shit about my life. Grew up different niggas, bitches, everybody trying to ride. Herbert Hoover, Matthew Dickey, the first time we chose a side. Before colors came and the hostess gave the hood a smell divine. We don't play no games, even lame. Learn to swim or die. Yeah, it taught us to scrap. How to embrace every trap. And how to flip it just to stay. How to watch out for rats. To avoid falling in cracks. And know who truly got your back. How to sack up and match. Turn anything to a hustle. Cause all it is keeping track. If you done so wanted, you done sold it all. I'm repping my side until the savior calling. It is what it is. From my wall to my green. And I'm forever this. Even when I get rich, I'm forever this. Always being who I'm is. I'm forever this. I'm forever this, bitch. I'm forever this. I'm forever this, bitch. I'm
I got started. I was cool with both sides, so had to swim with the sharkies. Had to learn with the artists how to walk in the darkness. Survive demons and witches like a Agatha Harkness. Scarlet flags on my left, indigo on my right. I just learned to wear black, learn to hide in plain sight. Gotta watch for the jakes, even the pins go hard. You the enemy now, since you too old for court. Shit, this is what made me. Regardless of what, I'm a precious no baby. I don't give a fuck, I was born in the clutch of the land of the tough and the home of the crazy. Man, it's amazing, just to survive what we did. I'm passing this straight to my kids. Proud of where I'm from, land of the strong. Thumb, finger, thumb, banging on this drum, rapping the bitch.
From my wall to my green, I'm forever this. Even when I get rich, I'm forever this. Always being who I am.
Inside the operating room, I am the doctor. That was Poncho Rucker, Forever This, Northside Kid. Tell them where they can check that out at.
Anywhere where you can stream and download music. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, don't matter, it's there. Just type in Poncho Rucker and you're going to see it.
He got songs and books and bumblebees, like
television shows, television cartoons, shows, and working on a movie and all of that.
He an extra.
Yeah, I'm looking. Once I get done with the script, we are going to be doing a casting call.
No, I don't want to go through. I just want to be an extra.
That's fine. That's too. You can be the extra.
I just want to sit in the bar.
Yeah, like, all of that.
She
yeah,
said, I don't want to take the audition.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. We need them too. We need them too.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, maybe play the song Walk.
Let me see your walk. All right, that sounds good. No, we definitely did some TV show about weed.
Mm-hmm, that show about weed coming on Amazon Video really soon.
Check that out. Yeah. We had a good time. I know I did.
That was a good time. It was like kinda funny. A hood vibe, like at a hood day or like a
you was on
like at a picture. She's talking about the song.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, she was
no, no. Lalo, just pay attention.
But no, I she's got talking you. About no, no, no. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's the vibe that I was really going for. You know, like something just to, you know, enjoy and, you know, a lot of people feel proud of where they from. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah.
All right, I'm from the North Side. Shout out to the North Side. So she said she's a Northside advocate.
Yeah, no, that's where I know her from. I was steady looking like, man, I know you from somewhere.
Northside, it's forever this. Northside kids. All right. That sounds good. All right, so we're going to be talking love triangles. Let's jump into the topic today. Can you be in love with two people at the same time? Or even if you just with somebody and you got a side piece, technically, you still in a triangle, right? So this is what we're going to be kind of breaking down and discussing today. Love triangles. Give me your take on it, Lolo. Can you be in love with two people at the same time?
I say yes. If you allow yourself to open up to two people in that same manner, like, different people can pull different things out of you. Mm-hmm. So you might have a side that you never even knew that was there, and that'll make you fall in love with that person.
Mm. Ooh la la.
And then it get hard, and then you in a triangle, and then...
Don't look around. No. Then somebody's okay.
I don't know nothing about it though.
Love triangles. Punch Rocker, have you ever been in a love triangle?
Yes, I have, and it was the most annoying piece of thing that I ever been in my whole goddamn life. I'll never do it again. But honestly, to answer your question, yes, to me, people can be in love with two people at the same time. The thing is energy is neither created nor destroyed, just merely transferred. Ooh, wow. Love is emotion. Love is something that is transferred from one person to another. And if you are doing particular things with a person and you having sex, especially raw, you know what I'm saying? You are sharing a particular You are sharing a particular energy. You get what I'm saying? And y'all are connecting to each other. So with that, you know,
Lolo is nasty.
To go raw, that's a lot of
it is. It definitely is. Like, okay, like, so when I was involved with people like many moons ago or whatever, that's why I have the experience to say I won't ever do that shit again. It was like, I'm transferring these energies, and like, when I'm thinking I'm finna have an escape over here and just be vibing and chilling over here because this one over here tripping. No, everybody tripping.
Everybody,
you get what I'm saying?
Because
y'all sharing, and you know, they probably didn't even understand it. They even synced up.
Did they have a love triangle meeting and said, we're gonna both get mad at this nigga on Tuesday?
No, it was just, you know, just like I said, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's merely transferred. They even synced up. You get what I'm saying? As far as their periods was on the same,
that's,
you know, so
crazy.
And not even tripping off of, you know, what's
you
going
some
on.
Chocolate,
so
this bumblebee chocolate on their titties and suck it off. Like
I
I'm just gonna recommend it. The doctor says.
But you know,
you gotta do what your doctor say, bro.
It's a thing that is possible. It can happen. People be like, how can you love two people, man? Because it's an emotion. That's what it is. And you can practice whatever it is to me with both people, you know. I mean, I just choose not to even
indulge in
that shit. Nah, it's too much of a headache.
You ain't
especially
got time for
me.
For that. You a business. That's why I just said you're a business, man. You ain't
it's
time
a
for
large is a big feeling though. Like, I feel like you can't love everybody.
Facts.
And because everybody just don't bring that out of you, but you just can't. Like, if I love you, I don't want to love that many people.
Especially
like in love. Yeah. That being in love with two different people. That might be something
making
a little
the
different.
Time, somebody lying somewhere. Even if y'all like single, like somebody still got to be lying because they going to want your time. Because they just so in love.
Well, I don't necessarily say that somebody would be lying, but somebody would definitely be hurt. Because
somebody,
unless you all have this
I'm
type
not
of
tell
understanding.
Tell another person that I'm finna go out with old dude.
I mean, if you have that understanding.
Well, that's more like an open or a poly. But we talking about them not knowing. We talking about
a love
triangle. They don't know
each
other.
I know dudes that just be like, I got something else to do.
That's lying.
No, that's not lying. I got something else to do.
You should say, I got someone else to do.
No, I have.
I'm
finna go out. I got other things to do. I'll holler at you later. It's what they saying. That's the same thing that I see women do it more than men. Like,
for years,
in my heyday, I was a professional side dude.
Mm-hmm.
So with that.
Most men from the north side is.
No, I don't know about that, but I'm going to say this, though. A lot of times where they'll be like, you know, I'm finna do something else, or I'm finna do this. I ain't got this. And then that's when I'll be chilling. You know what I'm saying? With them or whatever. Like, a lot of times, like, women are the best when it comes to being able to hold them triangles well.
Smarter than y'all.
I can't say y'all smarter, y'all sneakier.
No, men are more emotional.
Men are more emotional.
Yeah, no, I can attest to that. You know, I don't play with people, you know, when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? So. But I can definitely say that when it comes to, you know, that, like, yeah, I done heard my partners be like, and I'm talking about my female friends, like, nah, I just ain't, you know, I ain't finna come out today. I got something else to do. What you got to do? Why you in my business?
That's not love. We talking about like.
I'm telling you that they talking to they dude
like that. To go be
I'm
the
telling you
person.
They like, listen, I got stuff to do, and I'm like, I'll holler at you in a minute. Don't you gotta work?
So are they out of love?
That swear to God, like, no. And they will fuck a person up if they disrespect. It's you gotta have a different way of thinking about the shit.
Well, I think
you
it's
get what I'm saying
levels. Correct.
It's levels it's, to yeah, this shit different. And I done seen like levels. Shout out to my home girl. I ain't gonna even mention her name. It's my partner.
Please
like
don't.
My player partner. She know who I'm talking about. Like, so, you know. And I done seen her. I'd be like, God damn, I couldn't be them. You know what I'm saying? But I done seen it. And then she cares about both of them. She just want what she want.
All right. Love Triangle Jack.
Wilding the motherfucker, ain't it?
It is. But yeah, you know what? You took the... It's a lot of work, I will say that. But as far as love triangles, I don't know if you can... I know you can love two people. I don't believe you can be in love with two people. Because ultimately, if you had to pick, then ultimately you would. So there's this little thing that, I don't know, my parents used to do and say, like, if there's two different people, they hanging off the cliff or something, and you holding their arms, you can only save one of them. Ultimately, you have to make a, if you had to make a decision, I'm saying, you would choose one over the other. So, I mean, you if you had to and let the other one die, it was kind of like Make Me Choose, the game he fucked up earlier. If you think about it, person option A or option B. If you had to choose the other one, you can never have again. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, you will still be in love or love one more than the other. That's what I believe.
I have a question for you then.
To be in love with two different people, I don't believe you can be in love with them both.
What is in love then? Because
it's
love
is completely different from love.
But that, where I'm going to with this is, for me personally, you know, I believe that love is all the same love. It's just it's accessories depending on the particular relationship that you have with the person.
So
what is
in
love? No. It's okay. Accessories. Love is the same thing. It's just how you that display that love to a particular person is what it is. Because, like, prime example, for your husband or wife or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? Will you die for that person? Yes. Will you do anything for that person? Yes. Will you sacrifice for that person? Yes. Will you do this? The only thing that you don't do is the only thing that you do with them that you don't do with everybody else is have sex. Because the same thing, the love that I feel for this person, for like for my mom or my old lady or anything like that, or I feel for my kid, I just won't. It's just a way that I display this
that's
would be
love
different.
For and not in love.
That's in love to me, though. It's the same thing because you're going to, you will die for a person. You will care. You're going to protect them. You're going to nurture them. You're going to coddle them. Sometimes
but there's
you're going,
still
you know
something
what I'm saying?
Different about this.
What's the difference outside of having sex with the person?
But that's what I'm saying. There is a difference.
That's what I'm asking. What's the difference?
So once that's available, once you know that that's correct or true, that there is a difference, then you know it is two different kinds.
What's the difference is what I'm asking. What's the difference outside of the accessories?
I think the feeling. I don't feel for my son the way I felt for my husband.
Because that's the accessory of infatuation, not the accessory of love. Love is the same thing. The fuzzy feeling that you feel with infatuation is a great feeling, and you want that to be there with everything else. You get what I'm saying? But the same foundation, that foundation is love. Everything else is accessorized. It's branches to the root.
I see. Okay. I don't agree.
I can dig
but
it.
But I do respect.
I can dig it.
What you're saying.
I can dig it.
All right, so we're talking love triangles today, guys. We're going to come back and we're going to talk sex in public. And we're going to talk breastfeeding in public. Because I show Lolo and Poncho Rucker a picture that, I'm going to be honest, we're going to talk about it. It disturbed me. We're going to talk about it really, really quick. Because we moms, we breastfed. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about it, but... we're going to end the topic as far as the love triangles. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that kind of is a love triangle. And it's based off one of my favorite movies. So you guys are definitely going to know what it is. But we'll be right back. You guys are inside the operating room. I am the doctor.
Hey, ladies. Have you ever had to call one of these little hood rats? And if she try to act like you don't know who the fuck your nigga is? Man, these bitches done lost their mind. Don't do that. Yeah. She gonna say some.
Listen, look. Don't hit my line. Asking why my number in your nigga shit.
What?
You wasting your time.
He was waiting on me.
Probably shoulda asked that.
I did.
Probably wasn't fucking that
bitch.
Probably want a bad bitch in his life. I mean, how the fuck am I supposed to? No. I mean, you said that he was your nigga,
and you
right?
Know that.
Covenant is dead. You heard what I said, bitch. Covenant is dead. These new niggas don't know how to. They in and out of everybody.
No rat ass.
Never trust no nigga, bitch. All these niggas kinda fit.
baby girl, when you gon' learn that it's not your nigga shit?
Oh yeah, you know what time it is.
These niggas for everybody.
Nah, not mine.
These niggas for everybody.
Bitch, you for everybody.
These niggas for everybody.
You for everybody.
These niggas for everybody.
These
niggas for everybody.
I suck and fuck him when I want
me
to.
Too.
Run his pockets when I want,
bitch.
Run his check up and sex
fit. It?
That's what this good pussy
it's
do.
Whack.
Came through on that late night. Sent for me first class
commercial.
Follow me, you might learn something. Stop tripping, might earn something. He won't ever love a square bitch.
Square bitch.
Baby, you gon' have to share him. Your nigga been down with OPP. I hate to be the one to tell you. I seen him in Houston with Lex.
I know her.
When he leave you, he gon' text
me. Uh-huh.
And I'ma ask him what that mouth do.
Your mouth
I can't help it that I'm this sexy. So you might be able to cuff some, but that nigga ain't gon' be none of them. See that nigga love him, I'm bad
bitch. Me.
And everybody having fun
that's
with him. See
me.
That nigga there, no exclusive.
Yes, he is.
Girl, you out here looking stupid.
Bitch, you
I ain't
stupid,
being funny,
girl.
I'm just telling you that you don't know what you're doing.
Bad,
the type of nigga you pursuing is the type that ain't gon' never love
but
you
he
back.
Love me, though.
Yeah, he love what you do for him, but he know I ain't doing none of that. See, he know I ain't having none of that, and I won't ever be his wife.
But you ain't got no
whenever
choice.
You get out your feelings, babe, you might wanna do it just like
you.
See, me and my bitches don't save
you a rat.
Catch his ass and we throw it back. Break his ass down like a pound. When I'm done, you can have him back.
So you proud
bitch,
of that,
don't play
huh?
yourself. Ain't nothing about that nigga got
his mind.
He ain't just for you, baby. He for everybody.
Nah, no, he ain't, bitch. Bitch, you for everybody. Bitch, look, I done let you talk a little bit, bitch, but you got besides yourself. Let me beat some motherfucking nerves up in that ass. Where you at? Little weak bitch.
You say you never be his wifey. As if you ever had the option.
What?
The way them titties sag, milked and gone bad, bitch. I promise he ain't copping.
Girl.
Everybody know you bopping. The whole hood know you fair play.
Yeah.
That little change that he throw your way. Ho, I spend that shit every day. Let me make some shit clear. I'm fucking off what you make in a year. You riding Ubers, I ride in a Lear. We not come from the same clothing, my dear.
Yeah.
Talking that shit, but babe, must I remind you? I am that bitch, I will pull up and find
yeah.
you. Everything got my name on it.
Yeah.
Ring finger got his ring on it. Don't nothing move till I sign shit. You might as well be my side bitch. You probably wanna be quiet, miss, cause I ain't never ever been tried, sis. That nigga don't even know you. No contact, no photos. Never seen him in the daylight. Do you know what the nigga really look like?
I
mean,
no, I don't
wow.
care.
Thought you were winning till now. Sonny, you bitch, you my child.
Nah, you
living foul. You need to polish up, babe. Basic shit, I don't allow. And that nigga about to get his too. Just as soon as I'm done with you. Cause them other niggas might be for everybody, but I'm who that motherfucker belong to. So get it right, bitch. I'm wife, bitch. And can't none of y'all hoes replace me. You proud to be this nigga cum rag. Ho, you down bad and you crazy.
Okay.
Gon' knuckle up cause I fight for mine. Yo, pussy petty, you wasting time. You seasonal, part-time. Get fucked up fucking with mine, you little bitch.
Okay, Keisha.
What the fuck is
you
talking about?
Who the hell is
Kiana,
Tommy?
Kiana who?
Oh, you dumb now? You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know no fucking Kiana, man.
Hey, man, that was the greatest scene in a movie I had ever watched.
That's because you mannish.
No.
That's because you mannish.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Is DMX, rest in peace, is a wonderful actor.
I know. He was the only good actor for the most part in that movie. Because Terrell Hicks really didn't have many scenes in there.
It was a wonderful, wonderful scene. It was gracefully
can,
done.
Can we be honest now and say Belly was overall a horrible movie, but it was good?
No, but I
think, can we, like,
I think Belly was
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
that's
it,
it was
it
a
did
good,
job.
It was a good
a
ass
classic.
Horrible movie.
But it's a classic. Because
if
it did
I
job.
Hear T-Boz do another script again, I'm gonna rip my eyebrows off. And I got a lot of eyebrows on my damn face. I
he
swear
said he
to
got,
God,
he said he got monster eyebrows.
Listen,
but you know
man.
What? Cashed out. I like that song because that was definitely
yeah,
I think a little love triangle. And honestly, well, no, some people have been on both sides yeah. of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely 100 relate to that song. So shout out to Cass Dow. But real quick, I sent Lolo and Poncho Rucker a reference point. We're going to talk about breastfeeding in public. And we're going to talk about it real, real quick so we can wrap things up. We did talk love triangles today. But breastfeeding in public. The picture, you guys, is a mom and she's breastfeeding her son. She took these pictures because he's turning two, so she's going to officially take him off for breastfeeding. And it's a picture of her breastfeeding her son. They both have on jeans. Nice, beautiful people.
Did you show Tweezy?
Tweezy. I didn't see it. Okay, we're going to send it to Tweezy. We're going to send it to Tweezy real quick because we're going to need his input on this. Okay. I have two children. I breastfed my youngest. And I'm going to be honest. I never thought to get a photo shoot of me doing this because, I mean, it's normal, it's regular, it's for the child to eat, not necessarily be this almost exploitation of it in a sense. I guess I personally never felt a need to show anybody, even if I'm doing it in public, there's a blanket over my breast. I don't have my breasts all out and no big ass 2-year-old sucking on it at no restaurant. I don't believe that that's necessary. I think that's too much attention for me. That's what I'm thinking. So, Lolo, you got a chance to check out the reference point. Tell me what you thought about it.
I think it's more sentiment as for her because 2 years is a very long time. My first time, I at least wanted to go 6 months, so I did 6 months contact, and then I had probably like 6 more months worth of milk. I was like a cow. And then with my second one, I didn't have much, so I ain't have it that long, but I think it's just more of an emotional thing for that mom. But I don't know. I guess, like,
in restaurants, did you have, like, your whole breast out like the picture is displaying? Would you consider, if you had a baby right now, would you take these pictures and post them on social media, send them to family? Like, is this something that is a norm for most people?
I think that might have just been part of their shoot. I think they probably did a whole photo shoot. But, so, I really don't see nothing wrong with the picture.
Okay. All right, Puncho Walker, tell me about this breastfeeding in public as far as the actual picture, the photo shoot.
I personally don't see anything wrong with it. Is there an age limit? I mean, it's each his own. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, like, I have no problem with you openly breastfeeding in public at a restaurant or whatever. My thing, you know, and I don't mean to like really gas up nothing or try to sound like something I'm not, but I've seen the birthing process and I do know that, you know, every time you push a woman's heart stops, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you giving life in order to, you giving your life so this life can be born. This whole process is not an easy thing. So for a person to be like, oh well, you need to not nourish and take care of your kid in the way that you see fit, then, you know, shut the fuck up about that. You feel me? Yeah.
It's her preference,
it's her body, it's all of that. You get what I'm saying? I can't really necessarily. Yeah, and that's another thing I was gonna say is people over sexualize things a little bit too much, especially like that's liquid gold coming from out of y'all. Yeah. All of the things that's the nourishing and all of that stuff that comes from like fighting immunities, immune systems.
That's
and
why
like
if
that.
You yeah. suck in titties while the girl pregnant, do you notice like guys won't even, they won't get sick while they having sex with a woman while they pregnant? Do you guys notice that? Because that's true.
Nah,
there's vitamins, there's everything you need in that breast milk.
Well, I don't, you know, I wouldn't be getting the titty milk, but you know.
I'm just saying during sex.
Yeah, I get it. No, I get it. I get what you're saying. But yeah, I don't see a problem with it, you know, like age-wise or whatever. Little dude is big as hell, but that's because of the breast milk. Like, it's a living testament to that. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we stop over-sexualizing things, then it wouldn't be a problem. Like, it shouldn't be a thing to even talk about sex in public because everybody fucks.
That's why we're here. So, to communicate,
you know,
to educate,
right?
Gyrate, whatever.
Not gyrate.
Getting it across.
That's all. That's the message.
Everything is so taboo.
And I don't want to tell it. Man. I was just telling somebody the other day, you'll be so super surprised at the things people will tell me that they don't even tell they mate. And it's like, that's the problem.
That's because if you make an environment to be a comfortable environment, people will open up more. But we are so stuck on men don't do this or women don't do that or this, that. And then shut the fuck up because you do it anyway.
It's like everybody does it.
Right.
Everybody eats ass. And that's all we're trying to say.
Not now.
No, I'm saying now. Not even all males eat ass.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I say no, I'm not eating any ass.
I'm saying, I hope they all do.
Everybody does this.
Oh, okay. No, it might be.
You'll be surprised at how many men, women are openly okay with talking about that.
Yeah.
So
I mean, and men like that. I mean, yeah. I know females that do it, and men, and I know men that like it.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about it again, y'all. Shout out to AU. Ass Eaton, Ass Eaton University.
Kuma Sulati is fine.
We would like to just take a second to praise y'all, everybody. Thank you, guys. Thank. Let me get you right.
I haven't said for real.
Now don't do it to everybody. Yeah, don't do it to everybody. But shout out to all the guys for eating ass.
With chocolate in your mustache.
Yeah. Like, put a bumble boar in my ass and lick that motherfucker out.
Nope, won't do that. Guess that's too much. Yeah, nope, won't do that.
Oh, no, that sounds kind of cool.
Won't do that.
All right, he said no licking chocolatey asses.
No, no, I need to differentiate what's going on. I need to know what's happening.
Just take it off the butt cheek.
I'll lick it off your butt cheek.
I like when you come up with solution to problems. Yeah. It is an educational hoop.
Modern here. Solutions for modern problems.
That's correct. Y'all inside the operating room, we talk love triangles today. I'm so super excited. Really quick, sex in public. We got like less negative 10 minutes. Sex in public, car sex. Yeah, I know we love car sex here. I know people say, oh, you know, a certain age, you shouldn't be fucking in the car. That's
fuck
cool.
That. I mean, that's because of arthritis. Street, I mean, but, you know. But
I feel like that's how people.
I take an naproxen and get these knees to Megan Thee Stallion.
That's how they life get born, because they feel like at a certain
age.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Should stop having
yeah,
fun.
Nah.
I'm going to be high in the rest
public
of
sex is out, man. Listen.
I'm just going to mature more.
That's it. Yes. So we gonna find some better hiding spaces. That's all she's
saying.
Well,
that's my thing, though. What we hiding for?
So we gonna get so a ticket?
Imagine Lolo having to call our parents. Come and get us. Go get the kids.
Know, I am
locked up for indecent exposure.
If you understood
sex in public
the places,
that's a lot of laws.
But if you understood the places that I have in public, like I really don't like. I'm a anytime, any place type of person.
Under the rug.
Huh?
My debit card, I'm going to have to put it up under the roof. Yeah, you're going to get me locked up.
I'm an anytime, any place type of person. Like, you know, one of my places was in a laundromat when people was in there on top of the washing machine.
I'm
like,
right now.
Like, this ain't. It was with my girlfriend at the time. So it was.
Did you
it
put
was
a big blanket
there.
Over you?
It was people in there. Like,
so
I wasn't.
She leaning
you know.
Over and you said,
how, what's the position? Numbers? Yeah, that's what we're trying to say.
Oh, I sat on top of the washing machine.
On
and,
top.
You know, went there and then from the back. I mean, like, this is, like, I don't have any shame about what I'm doing. Like, I'm grown as fucker.
I don't
want
to see it. If I see two big
grown people in a laundromat fucking, hey. They didn't call the police?
No. Motherfuckers wasn't even paying no attention.
You can't.
That's how you go. But no, I'm gonna say this.
No, you
I'm gonna tell
you.
No, 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 no.
You gonna be on TMZ?
No. I'm gonna tell you. Too many people. Yeah, it don't matter to me. Fuck TMZ. But it's too many people that are caught up in this. And locked, not even paying attention to their world. They stuck in their phone and not paying attention
to
anything
else.
And you know what I'm saying? That's how we was able to get, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody saw
it.
Y'all fucking.
Yeah, and I don't care.
I like
she
this.
Is. She really like is.
This.
And that's fine. I don't she care.
Take it.
Film it. Film it. Hey.
Lolo said she got your sex tape.
I'm acting like I'm looking at my
phone. No, that's fine. Churches, movies, shit, restaurants.
I can't have sex in no church. If it was my husband, I would.
I have.
I would. If it was my husband, I would.
I have.
I can't have sex.
It's a building.
Lord help it. That was the Bumble Boys talking.
No, it ain't. It's a building.
That was the Bumble Boys.
I mean, to be, I was a teenager at the time, so I mean, I guess that's different.
Well, the Bumble Boys went out.
So where do you be at as an adult?
Where do I be at as an adult?
No,
I don't.
No,
I don't
location.
Go nowhere. So I be at
tell
the
us.
House. Like I don't go nowhere.
Oh yeah, because you're bored.
Yeah,
you
I'm bored. I don't. I be at the house.
And
like,
that's why you need to start having sex.
You need
no. I mean, I listen. Listen. I've done enough for
go.
Me.
I
am
no
fine.
Age on
it. No.
Like,
I'm saying I'm
saying
fine.
Needs,
I don't have
to
do
don't
like.
To,
you know what I'm saying?
But you do
want to
be spontaneous.
Of course I do. And I'm with no. And that's a given. You know, as far as that. If it's
single or married,
he's single.
He's ooh, single for sure.
Am I?
Oh no, are you no, single or married?
Like, he's so argumentative with everything.
No, am I? No.
Are you? Or no, really? Are you single or married?
Yeah, I heard you No, I just like talking. Now, we here, I thought we were supposed to be turning up.
Yeah,
I'm interviewing single, y'all, like, and you talking
you
about
single
some.
Are you married is the question of
I'm
the
not
day.
Married.
Okay.
So, with Mike, that.
Why would you?
Are you single or married? No, I'm saying, like.
I asked this every time.
I was going to answer you, but she asked something, too. But I was just like, well, you know, y'all was supposed to be, you say, well, this the corner, so this is the operating.
It's the Bumble Boys, yeah. Everyone. It's the Bumble Boys.
I know. I like messing with y'all.
No,
man.
He's just playing.
Yeah.
He cool. He just playing.
Damn, them Bumble Boys is working.
I love the Bumble Boys. I'm a Bumble Boy advocate. We gonna partner up. I'm gonna talk to him about my chick as soon as we go off air. Cause I love the Bumble
Shout out
Boys.
To Stacey, Bailey, everybody at the crib. Hey.
Hey. Thank you guys for listening. All right. Shout out to all the ass eaters. We talked love triangles today. We talked to Punch and Rucker. Tell us how we can contact you.
At Poncho Rucker on all platforms. PanchoRucker. If you want to get some of my books, they are at bbbooks.com. Shout out to my son who just published a book a couple months ago. You can get that at bbbooks.com. Yeah, it's called Jake Drew, the Guardian. So get that book before you get mine so he can stay out of my goddamn pocket. I have a nonprofit called Team Rehab where we go out and we help the unhoused. We help a lot of people that's the underprivileged. Okay. We get people places to stay. We find we help people with bills. We help people with a lot of different things. We have a 24-hour, 365-day clothing drive. So if y'all have anything that y'all want to donate as far as that, please do that. It helps out a lot of people.
Okay.
That show about weed is coming awesome. Really soon. And Bumble Boys, man, enjoy
the Bumble
motherfucking
Boys.
Trip.
And forever this
on any platform that where music is streamed.
He got all kind of stuff going on.
Yeah,
this
I'm
why
a hustler.
I be calling you. You
I'm
don't be
a
answering.
Hustler. Listen, man, I work. People be like, man, you don't never. All my partners, family, and all of that. They be like, man, you don't never be this. You don't never, man. Listen, I'm sorry.
I'm busy.
I be working, man. Me staying busy keeps me out of trouble and a lot about the bullshit. I swear to God.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you so much for being inside the operating room. Mm-hmm. I was just kidding, guys. He always responds, but. I had a good day today.
Don't lie to the people. I respond to you because you be having shit going on and you have things. But if you want some bullshit, I ain't responding. I'm letting you know that now.
We be talking about emails for real. Yeah. In real life. But we talked love triangles today. And that's all that we had. It was some emails. That's it. But nothing about no Bumble Boys. He didn't tell me about they was going to come out and I was going to feel this groovy. When I had one, he ain't mentioned that at all.
Lolo knew.
She knew.
How she know before you?
I don't know.
Yeah, how you? How she know before you?
I don't know.
See,
Bumble Boy. You stuck on your marketing.
She ain't paying attention.
No, I haven't even.
But she ain't paying attention.
But no, I haven't even been on social media. It got to be that. I'm in jail though.
You in trouble?
Yeah. What you doing? I was on my best behavior. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
What she? No, tell the truth, y'all. I don't want to hear her.
What's
she
up,
doing?
Instagram?
Really? Yeah. Nah. You know what they?
It was from a long time ago.
I got flagged for 2016.
Oh my God!
So for 2016.
That was longer than mine.
I didn't even have these laws in place.
And
exactly.
I could
have
learned
my
lesson by now. I've been on my best behavior. Facebook. I only got 4 more days to go. I'm going to be on my best behavior now for sure. But no, it wasn't even all that bad.
Yeah, no. Nah, you know what? Facebook makes it really, really hard to do anything when it comes to anything nowadays. So I'm actually looking for other platforms to house myself at. Because
it's a lot of restrictions. And then it went back so far. It's like I can't even remember what I posted 2 weeks ago. You talking about something from
2016?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's a long time. I don't know. But I've been posting fucked up shit for years.
Years? Where was all of this then?
I mean, geez. That wasn't even that bad.
Right.
It was a guy swimming up to a girl in the pool, and he was about to perform oral sex on her in the pool.
No, mine's underwater. Mine's was, it's, what was it? It was a nun holding the Bible. And it said Jesus came, so I'm relieved or some shit like that.
Oh my God. Now, see, yeah. That's why you. They should have went back on that shit. That was worse than mine.
No, it ain't.
For the record. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out again to everybody, all the guys that's part of AEU. No, everybody that's part of AEU. Lolo says she definitely not. So, we just going to shout them out. We appreciate you once again. So, we going to wrap up the show. Thank you for being here, Poncho.
I appreciate y'all, man. I definitely will come back and bring some more candies for y'all and stuff. So
he gonna all bring right. a Bumble Boy.
That's right, Bumble Boys.
A Bumble Boy turn up. Y'all should have that one night. Y'all order a whole bunch of Bumble Boys from Poncho Rooker and have a Bumble Boy turn up. Hashtag Bumble Boy turn up today. All right. Thank you so much for being inside the operating room. I am the doctor. You guys have a great night. We'll see you back. MyCityMyMusic.com every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Good night.
Bring that fat ass over here. I want to get it in my mouth. I want to get it in my mouth. Oh. Suck on that ass, baby. I gotta suck on that ass, yo. I'm talking, yo. I'm gonna spread the ass apart. Get my tongue in your ass. Eating on your ass. Oh, yo, I'm eating on you. Eating on you. Eating on your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby. Give me your ass. Yo, the whole ass. I'm gonna eat it with my tongue and mouth. Yo, you gotta do it. Work that ass for daddy. Yeah. Go ahead, baby girl, gotta work it real good. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass for daddy. Work that ass for daddy when ya. Oh, that's the juice, baby. Yo, I feel the juice in my mouth. Yo, the juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby. Yo, pulp free? Hell no, I need the pulp. Need a whole bunch of pulp in that goddamn ass, yo. Get on top of me, I see you, you're on top of me. I can't even see the rest of your body, your ass is fat. Then you're sitting down, baby, on my face. I'm sucking your pussy and your ass in the same place. You gotta work that ass for daddy. Oh, oh, work that ass. Gotta work that ass for daddy. Your ass is mine, bitch, your ass is mine. Gonna suck on it. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work it, baby, gotta work it good. Love the ass, gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass, please one time, gotta. Work that ass for daddy. Work your ass, baby girl, work your goddamn ass. Work that ass for daddy. I see it and it's fat and I need it in my life. Gotta
at FedEx, we're making reusable packaging our priority because Earth is our priority. Our goal is to be carbon neutral by 2040. We call it Priority Earth. FedEx, where now meets next.
One man has been taken to the hospital after a single vehicle accident in Henderson County, Illinois.
In DuPage County.
Effingham County.
In rural Hamilton County.
Where he was ejected from the vehicle.
Ejecting both passengers.
The victim was not wearing a seatbelt.
Reportedly not wearing seatbelts.
was thrown from the truck and then became pinned underneath it.
Wearing your seatbelt is the single best way to defend yourself in the event of a crash.
Drivers can learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.